In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, this is Father Tom, and I've got Eleanor with me today. I'm going to give you God's telephone number. God's telephone number? He doesn't have a telephone. Oh, yes, he does. This is God's telephone number, Jeremiah 33:3, and it says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." God's telephone number, Jeremiah 33:3. "Call to me, and I will answer you." He's telling you that he's going to answer your prayers. "And I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." Oh, yes. The Holy Spirit will reveal great and hidden things that we have not known. Do you know the whole experience of Jesus, who died on a cross and rose from the dead, and he says, "Call to me and I will answer you"? You hear me saying every once in a while, as long as God is still on his throne and hears and answers prayer, and your faith in him is intact, everything is going to come out all right. "Call to me and I will answer you." Jeremiah 33:3. I tell you, we haven't got the faith to call to the Lord, especially when we're under siege. Yesterday, the scripture talked about the devil. And I said to the people, there are two extremes that people take. They either say there is no devil, or everything is the devil. There's two extremes. Many times it's what we are doing, and it's not the devil. Mm-hmm. It's our sin that causes us to be under attack, or whatever we want to call it. But you see, if you call to God in the name of Jesus, he's going to answer you, and he's going to show you many hidden and wonderful things. Do you know that today? Just if you don't remember anything else today, God's telephone number, Jeremiah 33 chapter, verse 3. How do you feel about that, Eleanor?
Well, I feel very hopeful, and I feel very good. Hello, everyone. Yeah, who wouldn't like that, Father? Who would not? But you mentioned, why don't we do that? Because we don't have faith. And I believe faith builds on faith. So the people that are listening that don't believe that, try it. And you'll see. And things will happen. And you'll say, wow, yeah. And then the next time something comes up, it builds on itself. So your faith increases. So I would invite you to think of it from that viewpoint. But not only the Jeremiah story, Father, I mean, how many times Jesus said, "Come to me. You who are heavily burdened, knock and the door will be open." And he always says it strong. Come to me, who are heavily burdened. He doesn't say, well, maybe you should, or how about thinking about it. All of his commands, and this one you read from Jeremiah, "call to me," I always feel they should have exclamation points. They're true, they're strong. They're not a whole bunch of words, a whole bunch of paragraphs. They're generally one or two sentences. And he tells the truth. And he's telling us to do that. He's inviting us. He's calling us. But still, it has an exclamation point next to it, because he's not leaving it open for interpretation. Like, well, maybe I could help you if you're heavily burdened, or I only work on Saturdays, or something. But it's a general call on me, come to me, you who are heavily burdened, and I will be with you. And it's a beautiful promise. And Jesus does not lie. He gives us promise after promise. So we know this from you going over the Gospels with us all the time. We can't say, well, I never knew that. We know it. But then when we know something, what do we do with it? We have to put it into action. Whatever you know, if you know you have a cold or an illness, you do something about it. So if you know that Jesus never lies, if you know that Jesus is the Messiah, if you know that Jesus loves you, then you do something with it. You say, I'm going to follow through on these things that I'm hearing this morning. I'm going to cry out to you, Lord, and ask you and know that you'll be there and that you're waiting for me to come to you. And he loves when we come to him. He loves, you know what, like a father loves when his child comes to him and says, you know, I'm having trouble in school or somebody's bothering me in school. The parents love when the child trusts them enough to come with their problems. But can you imagine Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit loving when we come with childlike faith and say, I need help with this, whatever it is. I can't do it, but you can. And do it. And you know, the Lord, I picture Jesus smiling and saying, okay, you did the right thing. You called on me. It was a simple sentence. That again, I want to make, you don't have to say 15 rosaries. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I can't do it. I trust in you. You made a promise to me. If I come to you will help me. So I am coming to you. A simple sentence, I am coming to you, Lord. You are my Savior. I love you. This is the problem. And that's it. That's a perfect prayer. I trust in you. I believe in you. And I just picture Jesus smiling and saying, oh, good. Somebody's calling on me and I can't wait to help them. And then, as I said, our Father just said, things will happen. Things will be revealed. It's an amazing journey. But you do have to take that step in faith. You do have to believe. And that would be the prayer. Lord, I do believe, but I need a deeper belief. I need a deeper belief. Let me trust in you. So I that's perfect, Father. And over the years, I've tried it. I was there too, where I couldn't believe things, but then things start happening. And then they're not coincidences. And I know the Lord is with us all, step by step by step. In fact, I think he's one step ahead of us, but he wants us to call on him and to trust him and to know him. And the thing is, our prayers are answered. Or let me tell you a story that happened a couple weeks ago in front of Planned Parenthood. The car came. We always pray before we go to Planned Parenthood, you know, Lord bless us with people and help us to change minds. And I'll give a few telephone numbers later in regard to pro-life work. If you want to grab a pencil, I'll wait a little bit until you get the pencil. But so we pray for a change of heart, and then we wonder, are we going to have help? Is the Lord going to bless us? And sometimes he blesses in a subtle way. Like, for instance, this couple came, and I knew they were going in for an abortion. You can just tell they didn't want to talk. They seemed angry. Their heads were down. They weren't just going in for a test. You just knew it. So when they came out, they had to get something from the car, and the car wouldn't start. And so I noticed that. And even though they were mean to me when they went in, there's no point to being mean to people that are mean to you. I could have seen that their car couldn't start, and I could have said, the heck with them. They're just mean people. So you have to kind of, anytime you have a person that's not very nice, you have to offer that up and pray for them. There's some reason why they're angry and some reason why they're taking it out on you. So I went over and I said, you can't start your car? And so no. And so anyway, long story short, I called AAA and got the car started. Well, they couldn't believe it. And they just thought that kindness was so super duper. They ended up driving off. Now, I can't say that I would say that was an answer to prayer, but I'm looking for other answers. I'm looking for a woman that would say to me, oh, I went for an abortion, but I changed my mind. But the prayer here was answered by the car not starting, me helping them out, and them driving off. So even though we come to God and we say, here we are, and then we're waiting for a certain answer. See, that's the trick also, Father. We're waiting for it. We're waiting for the way we humanly would settle something. Okay, we have this problem, Jesus. This is what we would like you to do. But he has another plan. In fact, his plan is better. it's 1,000 times% better. So here I'm looking for somebody just to say, oh no, I'm not having the abortion, take me to pregnancy help. But he had in mind, the car won't start, I'll be nice, I'll get AAA, they'll drive off. So that was an answer to prayer. That was what we prayed for at 6 o'clock in the morning. But generally we don't look at that way. We want our, that's a secret too. We want our prayers answered the way we want. So that part of coming to Jesus and saying, I know you're with me, I'm coming to you because you said come, and then I'm also going to give you free range. I'm going to trust you to the point, however you decide to answer this problem, I will be happy. And then that would be where you would say, thy will be done. So part of this coming is also a surrender to what the Lord Jesus has in mind to answer the prayer, but he will answer the prayer.
We hear about surrender. And yesterday I spoke about it. Many years ago on my birthday, I was in an accident with my mother and her throat hit the dashboard, and we took her to Waltham Hospital, and they put a trach in her. My poor mother was taken down to the operating room 11 times. The guy knew nothing about how to fix her. I could have fixed her better, but that's another story. And it was on December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, that I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm so discouraged. You've got to do something. I'm falling away from you. I'm getting cynical. You've got to do something. That night he gave me a dream. And the dream was very interesting. I was a wet rug. And someone who had been converted in our parish, she was a spark. And she's trying to light me on fire as a spark. She says, Father Tom, Jesus loves you. And I says, I don't want to hear it. Then she said it again, Jesus loves you. And I just didn't say a word. This is the dream. Finally, she said, Jesus loves you. And I said, Pat, don't you know that I'm being attacked by the devil? And she said, the devil hates Jesus Christ. And because he can't get at Jesus, he's getting at you. I found myself on my knees, surrendering my mother to the Lord, saying, if you want to heal her, you can heal her. I'm tired of trying to get her better. With that, we found the right doctor, the right hospital, Eye and Ear, and my mother was healed to a great deal. So this surrender is really important when we're praying, that we have nothing else to do but to say, Lord, I surrender it into your hands. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. What do you have to surrender today? Like, what do you have to surrender that you can't fix? What do you have to surrender? Maybe it's your son who's on drugs, or your daughter who's on drugs. You cannot fix them. But you know what? Surrender them into the hands of the Lord. Let the Lord take care of them. You do the best you can, but you can't fix them. You've tried to fix them for how many years? And they don't get fixed. But you know what? It's time to surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, precious Savior. Hit it. I surrender all.
Oh, I love that. And doesn't it make you feel better? Because I think we're human and we're trying to figure it all out. But once you say that word surrender, and then it gives you such peace. It's like, oh, it's like a weight was removed from your shoulders. It just is like, oh, that feels so peaceful knowing. And so thank you for that, Father. Yeah, there's so many places that where the prayers are answered. And what I'm thinking of is, one thing I wanted to mention, people, after I tell stories about couples that I talk to in front of Planned Parenthood, people lately have been saying, well, whatever happened to that person and whatever happened to that person? Because I think when I'm telling this story, people pray about the young couple and hope that they continue on their journey. And then I never come back with like a follow-up. And that's an answer to prayer. People want to see, they go and they want to pray and they want to see, well, what, how were my prayers answered? So I can tell you a couple follow-up stories. One thing also that happened this week, and it could be a prayer request also, and that would be that it's hard to believe this, Father. I took two couples to a crisis pregnancy center for help, and we saw the ultrasound. Now, the ultrasound is still like counts for $1 million. But nowadays, I hate to say this, but we had two good pictures of ultrasounds. I mean, amazing pictures. What can I tell you? Fingers, toes, tongue waving or hand waving, tongue yawning. I mean, these were like the best pictures. And both couples, two different occasions, they were not happy with the sex of the child. And I had never run into that. And I know people are trying to predict the sex of their child. I know I read about these things, but what's happening, Father? I'm running into it like myself now, and we came out of the one, with the one couple, and the one person was crying, and I said, well, what could possibly be you crying about? I wanted a girl. I do not want a boy. And I mean, adamant, like, and so we're working with this couple, and we could pray that they understand what she's saying. It's not like I want the blue car and not the red car. I mean, this is a human being that you could actually see. So I have completely taken back by that. But
designer babies.
Yes, and I believe the people listening will pray, and we're working with this, the two couples. I think the one couple will be fine. The other couple, we need prayers for that. But some of the follow-ups that I can tell you about, do you remember the story, Father, where the couple were in Planned Parenthood, and she was sitting there, and she was looking around, and, you know, they put an article in the paper last week saying going into Planned Parenthood is you get a cozy feeling. Well, please believe me, there's no cozy feeling. And the people that have changed their mind have come out and said the place is dark. The place is, I don't mean dark, they turned the lights out. It's dark, it's heavy, it's evil, it's sad, it's depressing. People are sitting in chairs that are not comfortable, and some are crying, and most are quiet. And then this woman said, she looked around and she said, I can't believe that I'm here. This is, how could I be here? These people are here to stop the heartbeat of their child in the womb. They're going to kill their child. And she came out. And then when I was there, I took her to pregnancy help. And do you remember the story? We found out she was going to have twins. And then I thought, oh, she's not going to like twins. And I said, what do you think about twins? And she said, oh, it's a double blessing. So you see, when prayer is answered, it's not just answered, okay, Jesus doesn't say, all right, you want this? Okay, you'll get this. But by my mercy, I might add. But he gives you 5,000 more things. For her to say an hour later, after she was going to go in and have an abortion, an hour later, that twins are a double blessing, that is Jesus gracing you in a mighty, mighty way. So your prayers are answered, but then he can take it further. He's so happy that you've come to him. He says, okay, I can open this door. I'll open that door. I'll open this door. He opens five doors when you thought you only wanted one open. So I wanted to let you know that the twins were born. and they came over to see me. And they're identical twin boys. And, of course, they're gorgeous. So that was a happy ending story. Let's see. Do you remember the story where... The woman came out of Planned Parenthood, and she got my card, and she, that's just what she needed, hope, help, and love. When she was in Planned Parenthood, the woman said, I don't feel like talking about your predicament. Go decide if you want to have an abortion, and if you decide on it, come back. So this particular young mother was horrified. She came out, and she got my card, and on my card it says, hope, help, and love. She said, yeah, this is what I need. I told this story because she called me on the phone, remember? And she said, could I talk to Hope, Help, and Love? And I said, yes, this is Hope, Help, and Love. Well, anyway, she had, she was homeless. Her husband had no work. I mean, it was a really sad case, a case filled with challenges. But I want to tell you the end of that story. They had a beautiful baby girl. People send me pictures. I've just learned to text, so they send me these pictures. And her husband got a job, and where he learned to work, the people there found him an apartment. So once you set your surrender before Jesus, he will come to you. Now, he may not come to you that night. We're always looking for instant gratification, but each day we say, we came to you, we're coming to you, we trust you, and then all of a sudden the answer comes. So not only was the baby born, you think, well, that's a good thing. That's an answer to prayer. Hallelujah. But no, the man got a job, they got an apartment. I mean, more doors were open when everything seemed so bleak. But we prayed for her, and we taught her how to pray for herself, and between the two of us. So that, I wanted to give the happy ending of that story.
Stories, stories, stories. I tell you, when Jesus is alive in your life, you have stories. I had someone at dinner yesterday. Last week she came to dinner for the first time, and very interestingly enough, she had something wrong with her neck, 9 years, going to chiropractic, nothing happening. So she came up to me before I went upstairs, and she said, I hate to bother you, but can you pray over my neck? So I just prayed. Simple. Mm-hmm. Yesterday she said, after 9 years, I have no pain in my neck. That's the Lord.
Beautiful.
That's the Lord. That's the Lord. And I'm telling you, call upon me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and awesome things. Call upon the Lord in the midst of your distress, in the midst of your lack of hope. Call upon the Lord and he will answer you and show you great things before you. Eleanor, tell us some telephone numbers.
Oh, certainly, Father. That's a beautiful story. Thank you, Jesus. Well, first of all, I'll give you my telephone number, 617-733-2264. Anyone that has a pregnancy that would like to talk with me and they need help and they're not sure what to do, certainly call me. One thing I want to remind everybody, a woman's concern, or Learn Your Options is a crisis pregnancy center in Revere. And one thing they have, I mentioned it a few months ago, they have a van. Like, for instance, say I'm pregnant, but I work and I can't get to the office. Well, I make a telephone call, and in 24 hours, I make an appointment for the van to come to my house. And there's a, oh, Father, it's a beautiful state-of-the-art van. It's not like a van. It's, believe me, it's modern, it's sleek, it's clean, it's beautiful. There's a nurse on, and there's a driver, of course, and then there's a nurse, and there's an ultrasound machine, and it doesn't cost anything. So I'm going to give you the number of that. I mean, because if you say, well, I can't get to Learn Your Options in Revere, I can't get to Pregnancy Help in Brighton, then call the van. We just had the van go over to Dorchester a few weeks ago, and here's the number for the van, 617-939-6654.
Say it again.
617-939-6654.
One more time.
Okay, 617-939-6654, and ask for Teresa.
I want to say last week I had two appointments, and I believe one of the people went into the church rather than the rectory, and I didn't show up in the church because we meet people in the rectory. And another person called, and a friend of mine 20 years ago, and I was sick last week, last Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever it was. So have just call again, is what I'm saying. Call again. God is so good. He's so good to us. He wants us to know that in the midst of all of our trials, He is present. He is present. He is present. Call upon Him. Call upon Him. He hears you. He answers you. He's got plans for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. If you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord, if you seek me with all of your heart. Sing the song, I Surrender, to the Lord. You say, I don't know the tune. Make it up. Just make it up. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. All to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Do you? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.